This is KRCCN CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. The town of Hudson is facing a lawsuit over its handling of the proposed ICE detention facility there. CPR's Ava Kian has more.
The lawsuit argues Hudson should enforce land use regulations on the detention center, as it would for any other proposed facility. Hudson's town manager, Bryce Lang, says the federal government's powers prohibit that.
They reign supreme in those powers. So the argument of, you know, our zoning code superseding something that's constitutionally mandated within the federal government's kind of a stretch.
The resident in the lawsuit lives less than 2 miles from the site, a former prison. The complaint also says she'd be negatively affected if the facility opened. Ava Kian, CPR News.
A new tool in the Pikes Peak region helps people find potentially overlooked parks and trails. The Trails and Open Space Coalition has launched the online tool MARLO. Program coordinator Aaron Rogers says it lists more than 100 local outdoor opportunities.
So our goal is to give people more variety and a way to branch out to other spots and to find quiet, peace, and tranquil areas to go to if that's what they're looking for.
Users can see photos of each location and filter by activities like mountain biking or bird watching. The webpage is named after Marlo, the coalition's cartoon marmot mascot. The first baby gorilla born at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in more than a decade celebrates his first birthday this week. Sully is a western lowland gorilla. The species is critically endangered in the wild. The zoo says Sully's getting stronger, more curious, and more confident every day. He's playing with other gorillas, even experimenting with eating solid food. Happy birthday, Sully. This is KRCCN CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.